right, well, the entire nation watching this strange story unfold of these four college kids brutally killed in Moscow, Idaho. It's been almost 3 weeks now. Normally, in a situation like this, you have people of interest, you have a search, you have something. Right now, they're sharing nothing. Local police, state police, the FBI, thousands of pictures, scores of hours on scene, rifling through any video camera they can find, cell phone cameras, selfies, all of it. They're digging through all of it. And yet, nothing. At least nothing they're sharing with us. Now, the father of one of the four kids murdered there in Idaho, Steve Goncalves, says that he thinks that after almost 3 weeks, the community of Moscow, the community, will be the ones that solve the gut-wrenching mystery, whether they know it or not. Right? Whether they know it or not. He said, somebody knows something. Here's part of what he said. Listen.
I know people have been scared to share stuff because of there may be a alcohol or drugs or something in the background. I've tried to work with them to let everybody know that that's not what they're working on. But I've definitely heard from people that they're scared to submit stuff. It could be a party. It could be anything around that neighborhood within that time that could help us. And I think that community is going to solve this case just as much as those officers in that room.
So, who knows what about that? Stabbed to death. I mean, it's one of the most grotesque pictures I've ever seen. Showed the outside of that home. And underneath the vinyl siding, where the vinyl siding met the block foundation, there was blood running down from behind the vinyl siding. Do you know how much blood had to be in that home for it to be that way? Now, the father there of one of the murdered girls said he also believes the behavior of the victims was different leading up to the brutal killings, but would not be specific by what he meant so he would not interfere with the investigation. But he said there's something there. Something wasn't right about the way they were conducting themselves, by the way they were behaving. Here it is. Listen.
Do have some inkling that there was some behavior difference. I call them a footprint. When you commit a crime, you do different behaviors. I've asked permission to give any of that out, and they told me no, it would not be beneficial. So I've held back on that, and I tried to keep my word.
I'm sorry, behavior of her or someone she knew?
Behavior of the victims.
Yeah, it's a strange story, isn't it? Yeah. We'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep a close eye on that one for you. Now, I want to move on to Bite 5 here. It's a free-for-all Friday, so we're going to collect and clean up as much as we can. And before this hour is over, I've got a top 10 list for you. So you don't want to miss that. Yeah. The top 10 things that will happen if Joe Biden runs in 2024 and wins. Top 10 things that will happen if that's the way it plays out. But once again, poor governance that leads to profits for some sectors leaves the left wagging their tongues about how much money companies are making. The latest target, the railroads, of course. And the strike has still not been avoided, despite what they're trying to tell you, until or unless the United States Senate gets 60 votes to enforce that the House has put into place. I know, because Junior Buttigieg said so. Here's what he had to say. Listen.
Is that every American worker ought to have paid leave, whether you're a railroad worker, a journalist, a federal government employee, or whether you work at Burger King. We believe that every American worker, certainly every full-time American worker, ought to have paid leave. The president has proposed that. The president has advanced that in proposed legislation. And so far, it has been unable to get past what has been unified Senate Republican opposition. We are going to continue to press for that. Again, not just picking and choosing one sector over another, but based on the basic idea that every single American worker ought to have paid leave, just like you have in pretty much every country in the world.
Right, but and all that guy is working on is being president himself. It's all he cares about. He doesn't really stand for anything. He just wants to be president. He'll say whatever it takes, whatever he can do. Just imagine that guy in charge. Let that just marinate a little bit. That's one of the Democrats' leading candidates. There it is. I'll jump to bite 10 here, talking about governance for a moment. The state of Florida pulling its investments from BlackRock and other firms that are not focused on making money but making political statements. And Sunshine State's chief financial officer says that's not going to fly, and he explains why here in bite 10. Go.
Exactly right. I need a business partner with our fund managers. And what we're seeing right now, we're seeing a privilege to access capital. We're seeing Larry Fink pushing out an agenda that is not in the best fiduciary interest or the bottom line of the state of Florida. Costs of health care, roads, all these things are going up because inflation that Washington's doing nothing about. So I've got to do everything in my power in the state of Florida. So I need somebody who's going to maximize the bottom line. And we just don't see that with BlackRock anymore. There's too many good other players out there that we can move our dollars to.
So what are you doing?
So we're later today, we're actually putting BlackRock on notice that from our state treasury's position, where I have 100% control over, we're moving all assets away from BlackRock and we're putting them on notice tonight.
How much is that?
A little bit over $2 billion.
Oh, wow. That's real money.
That's a lot.
Real money. $2 billion Florida's pulling out. Watch other states to follow. Look, it's not your job to tell us what to think and how to conduct ourselves. We want you to make money for our retirees, for our state, for our pensioners, for everybody. There you have it. The holidays are here. You still have time to stock up with PatriotFoods.com. I want you to support the American farmer. Mix and match fruits and vegetables, deli meats, cheese, steak, and so much more. Make the holidays special with PatriotFoods.com. You can do it with the convenience of shopping at home, too, as you know. Listen, if you use the promo code America, you'll save 10% off from whatever you spend. And if you spend $100 or more, your shipping will be free right to your front doorstep. And there's some great American gifts on there, too. Candles, soap, all sorts of things. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. Or you can call them toll-free, 855 only for us. That's only the number 4 US. 1-855 only for us or patriotfoods.com. I'll be right back.